Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller in London on Wednesday, the 11th of October, recording at 9:16 p.m. British Summer Time. I won't be able to say that for much longer, will I? Okay, British Summer Time, that is. Okay, first a quick review of what the markets did today. Global stock markets, quiet here today. A few more up than down overall. No big drama. The government bonds, we've seen some light profit taking in here today. And in the U.S. dollar, that's a little bit weaker in here today. It's been quite strong recently, as I'm sure you're aware. But down a little bit today. And precious metals, well, a mixed performance here. They had rallied a bit earlier on, but then gave up some of those gains, including platinum closing down, palladium closing up a bit, silver up a bit. But not a great deal going on there. Oil, and this is significant, or not insignificant. We had another new reaction low in here today, and currently trading at 57.48. And that's one of the reasons why, that's the main reason why precious metals gave up some of those gains. And industrial metals, strong. New closing high for nickel. Okay. So, where are we and what's going on here? Well, global stock markets, as will not have escaped you, are remarkably steady overall. And where markets had previously lagged, one of the classic laggards had, no, classic laggards, one of the more controversial laggards was the mining sector, particularly the industrial mining sector, and that's roared to life quite recently. Possibly a little bit of hyperbole there on my part, but definitely showing signs of failed downward breaks from those head and shouldery type patterns that that people would have recognized. So they're going to fail, which means that we'll get the industrial mining shares. I'm talking about Rio and Billiton and so on. I think they'll be blasting through their highs during the first half of next year, if not sooner. That's blasting through their previous highs. And what else have we got going on here? In terms of stock markets, really they've been remarkably steady here overall. This suggests to me that there's still a fair amount of cash on the sidelines that is waiting to come in. And we still have some fairly cautious sentiment being expressed. Look at the summary on the Citigroup report, interesting Citigroup report for emerging markets, but they had evidently, there's some bullet points that I posted where they had taken comments from investment managers at a recent conference and were quite pessimistic. Lots of global worries. Korea, Iran, that sort of thing. Well, worries, yes, but you know, these are not exactly news stories, are they? Okay, government bonds. I had an interesting email on these today, which you will see in the comment of the day. I don't like the sector. U.S. Treasury, 10-year treasuries are in a base development phase, late stage, base development stage. But in terms of the overall connect here, stock markets can run on the upside while we have government bond yields not doing all that badly. Okay, they've lost their downward momentum. So that suggests that, as I've said before, that the best of the gains have already been seen. But provided yields are not rising sharply, which would signal to the central banks that inflation fears, or rather, inflation expectations were increasing once again. This is a benevolent environment for stock markets at the moment, as is the low oil price, which is bullish for just about everything except for the oil producers, and particularly some of the synthetic fuel companies' shares. And needless to say, the weak oil price is very bullish for global GDP growth, except, of course, once again, for the oil producers. So again, that's a favorable environment for global stock markets. That isn't going to go on indefinitely. Nothing ever does. But the warning signs that we would want to watch out for, and there'll be plenty of lead time on this, would be persistently rising long-dated government bond yields and a persistently rising oil price. That is, as I say, there'll be a significant lead time on that. We'd see the upward dynamics and completion of the support building phase and so on. Meanwhile, oil is still reaching for that reaction low. Okay. Now, oil's shadow over the precious metal sector remains. So again, we saw oil had moved to an unchanged position today, and or actually was up a little bit. Precious metals were, gold was up $5, $6. And then oil starts to weaken again, and boom, down come the precious metals once again. Although they didn't, not all of them gave up all of their gains. So that connect exists. It won't always be there, but it's certainly there at the moment. So this is causing the precious metals to underperform, and it's causing the mining shares, the gold mining shares, some of them, to underperform. Huge upward day. I think 25% increase from for Barrett, which where I still have a small position. Mind you, it had fallen such a long way that a 25% move wasn't all that big a deal, sort of from 20 to 25 cents Australian. But on bid rumors, and that's a story that isn't going to go away, that mines that have material in the ground, good reserves, in other words, in politically safe regions. This is a point that Donald Cox has hammered on about quite rightly for at least a couple of years, that they will be in demand, and we will get more and more consolidation within the industry because there is less of the metal about in the ground, and particularly less of it around in politically stable areas. Or what's a politically stable area in terms of these mining companies? Well, it's one where revolutions aren't always around the corner, and particularly one where the local politicos aren't going to nationalize the mine once the metal price pushes higher once again. Okay, so industrial metals, very, very strong sector. I'll post some indices, and I've got a good report to post as well tomorrow from UBS. They're producing some awfully good material on this resources sector. And grains, beans and grains, a little bit higher today. Soybeans are disappointing again today. They fell on Friday. They rallied earlier today, but then dropped back. I've got a stale bull long position there. The one I should have had was wheat, which has been romping. I should probably put some charts of that up tomorrow, and you may want to have a look at it at it yourself if you're interested in that sector. Remember that terrific email that I had a few days ago by someone commenting on the El Nino. Well, he pretty well called the bottom. Actually, he did call the bottom if I had, or would have called the bottom had I posted the email on the day it was received. But there's so many to go through, and I find them all fascinating. Meanwhile, all the best.